As a millennial, it's really common for you to want the financial security doing what you love. The problem is, you need to know where and how to find it. This can be frustrating, and it often makes you feel like a loser.
In Finding Mojo, we will help the millennials to get started in their journey to contented life by building the networks of life and at the same time benefiting the people around them. Welcome to Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Finding Mojo, the podcast for millennials on the go.
We have a very important person in the house today. He is actually a client of mine from the radio station that worked for Magic 92.3. We've worked on a couple of projects. He dons a lot of hats. He has a lot of businesses. He's big in sports. He's big in outfits. He's very athletic, together with a wife as well. And they always find a way to loop in and give back to the community. So I'm very proud of him to officially welcome to Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. Please help me welcome Mr. Marvin Consuelo. Hi, sir.
Welcome, Marvin.
Hey, thanks for having me. Athletic? No, I'm not athletic. I play, but I'm not good at it.
he actually, at some point, I think, was it 2018? Was it 2019 when you had your own basketball tournament?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
For a sport that's promoting good health.
Yes.
Everyone can't play it for the meantime, which is weird.
For the meantime, yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, Zana, Nico.
We are truly honored to have you. Sir, you have had several roles, of course, with the businesses that you've had. Now, did you also get to work in the BPO industry at some point?
Oh, yeah. Right after I graduated, I was in the call center industry for about 5 years. I was a customer service representative for 2 years, and then I was transferred to the different department, technical support, for 3 years. Same company. I had fun. I learned a lot of things as a call center agent. I gained a lot of friends, experience, confidence. Yeah, after working in a call center industry for 5 years, I tried different career paths. That's how I get to graphic design and web development.
From customer service to technical support, that's a big shift. And knowing how things can be very tricky, especially when you're taking calls. Now, what drives you to eventually shift from the BPO to checking on other things? Like what you said, after you did the call center thing, you then shifted into getting more knowledge in graphics and everything else.
Yeah, so since I graduated BS IT or IT, I want to work in an industry where I feel like my field of studies, I can use my skills. So that's how I get there. So before I started my business, since I gained experience working at home, because I was working home-based as a graphic designer and web developer, I tried my luck working in Singapore after that. And fortunately, I was hired by a startup company in Singapore. It was a movie streaming website app company. And I worked there as a web developer and graphic designer for 4 years. And working abroad is a great opportunity, but Singapore, renewing an employment pass or employment permit in Singapore is not easy. So that's why I decided to resign and started a business here in Philippines. So I saved a lot. I mean, I saved a little money and invested in Smarties Apparel. So that's how I started my business.
So from Singapore, moving to the country and then finding your ground or your footing in the business sector as a small to medium enterprise, how has that helped you when it comes to the mindset from an employee now to an employer? How did that pan out?
So first of all, I checked with myself, like, what is my passion? Why apparel industry? Mm-hmm. So I checked with myself, and since I love to design, and I love to create things. So that's how I started, or that's why I choose a retail apparel industry that's focused with clothing. At first, I thought it was easy, but it was not. But because of the challenges that I encountered, it made me stronger and it made me a better business owner in the long run. So that's how I get there. So as business owner, and since I was employee back then, I can relate to my employees if they have struggle inside the business. And it also helped me resolve their problems, since I've been there.
Okay. Now, this is something I really want to check in with you because of this COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of businesses have shut down. Some actually still exist. They still work within the system, but they'd have to let go of some people and still be able to operate. How did this pandemic affect you and your business?
Yeah, good thing you asked me that question, because this is the question that I really want to answer, because it might solve other business owners' problem as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to say that everyone was affected with this pandemic. And if we keep grinding, I think we can get through this unfortunate situation. Smarties Apparel is known for custom apparel, primarily sportswear, custom sportswear, or team sports jerseys. Before the pandemic started, I made a bold decision to open stores and expand warehouse. It was a bold decision because I know that there was a pandemic. I thought it's just a small news. It was not even big before. I know that there was happening in China, but I never thought that it's going to be a pandemic. So I made a bold decision. My wife even asked me if I'm sure with this decision. I jokingly answered her that if our president will say sports is illegal, then we have a problem. I said that jokingly because I never thought it's going to happen. Primarily, our customer was in sports. So
right.
Yeah. So I open stores, I expand our warehouse, I spent most of my savings just to, you know, to expand. It was a bold decision and it was a bad decision at the same time. So when the lockdown started and I have no choice but to change plans right away just to keep my business afloat. So the first thing we did is we reorganized, we reimagined and revised everything. So we reorganized the process by handling production. We cut costs. We optimized everything. Unfortunately, we lay off some of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most difficult part of the process because I know them. I know their family. They know me. They know my family. And letting them go feels like losing someone really close to you. Because in our company, we feel like we're in family inside. Even outside the company, we feel like, okay, we're even friends or family. So we optimize everything, we cut costs, and we also reimagine because we don't know who's our market now since it's pandemic.
True.
And since sports was not allowed, we have to change our market. We have to know our customers' demand. The obvious thing to sell since we're in a apparel industry was masks and also PPE. So we made masks and PPE. For first couple of months, it was okay. But the problem was we overproduced. And most of our competitors were also making masks. So we overproduced. So we have to reimagine or think again. And the last one is we revised because our process that might work before will not work now. We revise and vice versa. For example, digital marketing. We bet on digital marketing. We spend a lot of digital marketing just to get customers. But it's not effective now since there's no events. Even though there's brand awareness, they will say, hey, this is a good idea, but they can't execute it because since they can't create sports or events, so we have to rethink. What keeps us afloat is we try to take care of our existing customers. Like we have to cold calls, we have to call them, remind them that our services might help you. Like, for example, you know, hotel and restaurants, a lot of hotels and restaurants are closing now. Because of the pandemic. So we encourage them, hey, why don't you do online selling? We can create delivery vans for you. So that's how we do it. That's how we get customers. We try to call them and help them at the same time. And we can benefit from it.
From the looks of it, it sounds like you created a need for them. Without even them knowing it, you created a need for them. And it works in a perfect circle.
Yeah, because if there's no customers, sometimes you have to make customers. You have to make customers and knowing their demand. Sometimes they don't know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't know what they need. You have to tell them or explain to them, you might need this. And of course, you can force them, but sometimes it helps.
This is one of the earliest things I've learned in the BPO. I was working for a big company back in 2005. And the first thing they taught us was sometimes the solution to a problem is a sale.
Yes, that's true.
So Now that you mentioned it, like you, when you talk to restaurant owners and having them do the online stores, you providing them the bags for the items and everything, that totally made sense. What you said exactly was correct. Sometimes the solution to a problem is the sale. Sir Marvin, did you ever regret leaving the full-time jobs you've had compared to then when you were still an employee where you didn't have to do a lot of these bold decisions? You just had to do the 9-to-5 or what have you, time in and time out, that's it. And of course, the fact that you were working in Singapore, that was actually a great opportunity for you to make more money, gain a lot of knowledge. Now that you're doing things as a businessman, what's your take on that? Is it more fulfilling now that you own a business, or do you miss not thinking about payroll and everything?
I miss my job, but I did not regret it. I mean, I gained a lot of friends from working and I gained a lot of experience. But I think this is the path to me starting a business. I cannot start a business without, you know, learning from my past experience. But I feel that there's some kind of a force heading me to start a business. You know, I don't know what it is, but I know eventually that I will start a business. I can feel already. And since I like to design, I like to create things, maybe that's why it's apparel business. And I also realize making job opportunities or making job makes me happy. Before, when I started my business, my goal was like, okay, I need to make money. Now it feels, since it's a business, of course you make money. Now it makes me better when I share my income with my employees. Like, okay, it feels good because I know that this money will go to their families and I'm able to feed their families and share with them. So that's how it is. That's why I love my business now, because I know I'm helping others as well.
And that's a very mature approach. I mean, compared to probably, you know, when you're the early businessman, you'd always think there's money to be made here and there's going to be thousands and millions to be made here and they'll keep it in the bank and everything. But now when you do business for you, it's at a bigger scale, because not only do you think about yourself, you also think about your people and how the money you provide will actually help out in the family. That's really awesome. One more thing. We've talked about you having a lot of businesses. I mean, listen, to all the listeners out there, Sir Marvin has Philiprint. You have Smart T-Shirt. And then your wife has your own gym, right?
Yes, it's Active Hub.
Active Hub. That's something that you both also have. Apart from that, you also do graphics. You don a lot of hats. You wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
You're like a jack of all trades, master of none. So something like that. So,
yes.
What advice do you give to anyone who's actually thinking of starting their own business, especially now? I mean, you know, the restrictions have eased up a little bit. Some of the businesses are actually now gaining traction. Some people are now more bold to open businesses now that, again, the restrictions have eased up. What's a good advice?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. So my advice to everyone is, if you're starting a business, ask yourself this. What is the thing that you really want to do until you get old? That's, I think you have to ask your question that, because if you're passionate about it, you don't feel working at all. And you'll find a way to keep it alive regardless of the situation. And like I said earlier, don't chase money. Money will always run faster. Just make yourself better. Make your business better. And the customers will follow. I think this is a general tip, no, to all business owners or to the individual who wants to start a business. I think this is a good start. This is a good tip for them. I learned this later when I started my business and I made a lot of mistakes. I should have learned this earlier. You know, this is a very good tip. Someone actually told me this, a friend of mine, a mentor, and I really appreciate that he told me this, that don't chase money because money will always run fast.
I can't agree with you more on that one. You know, I think we share the same values about, you know, like a lot of people wants to get into business to make money. Yes, of course, you know, but the intention, your first intention has to be how happy you are to actually find jobs for people and how happy you are or satisfied you are when your clients are happy with what you deliver, right? And then money is the bonus. And yes. I also agree with you about when the business makes money, it's not just for you, because it's not just your effort. It's a team effort. So if the business makes money, we need to share it, right? When the time is good, we need to share what the business made with the staff. And of course, looking at you, you actually not just focusing on your staff or your client, but you also have a big role in the community. You are a philanthropist. You champion a few NGOs. And I can see, you know, like one of them is actually the Dream Big Project. Tell us about that. And like, why does that become your favorite? There's a lot of other NGOs out there in Cebu and in the Philippines, but you choose the Big Dream Project. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, good thing you mentioned this because I want to talk about this. No, I don't consider myself as a philanthropist. Maybe I just share what I have, and maybe soon I'll become a philanthropist. I run events that can benefit our community, and the Dream Big Project Foundation is one of our beneficiaries. So we created a virtual event, and 1% of our revenue or profit will go to the Dream Big Project Foundation so that we can start a community library. So this event actually was initiated by Gaisano Country Mall, a local mall here in Cebu. Since they know that we're organizing events, because that's also how we get customers, we organize events. So they approach us and they said that, hey, we know that you're doing this. And for past events, we also help some of the LGUs or communities here in Cebu. So that's why they picked us. And Gaisano Country Mall initiated this and they said that here's the plan. What can we do? And that's Active Hub Fitness Center, which is my gym, and Smarties Apparel and Gaisano Country Mall. We collaborated to create a local library, community library here in Cebu for the Dream Big Project, since there's a lot of kids right now who don't know how to read. And because no one was initiating or telling them that reading is very important. That's how you learn, first of all. You have to read to learn. And so once they have a solid ground, I'm pretty sure once they know how to read, it's going to be a very good investment for them in the future. So that's the plan. We want to teach them how to read, and by starting a local community for them or local library for them. So that's how it started. I really like the collaboration between Country Mall, and because we can feel the genuine approach with the Country Mall. They said like, hey, let's do this. Let's help them. And since this is a business, of course, we will say like, okay, it's initiated by Country Mall and Smarties Apparel, but our main goal is to help these kids.
How many community libraries are you targeting to build from this effort, from this campaign?
We'll start one. We'll start with one. Maybe there's going to be next, but for now, our focus is to start one.
What's the target fund? You know, is there a target amount that you're looking for to actually build one?
We don't have a target amount because we don't want to pressure the registrants. Now, since this is an event, but we're encouraging them to join this package A or package B. They can join. If they want to know more information about the registration or the race, they can check the Country Mall Facebook page. They will see it there. Once they register, the amount will go directly to Country Mall. Or maybe it depends. If they register in Country Mall, the amount will go to Country Mall. Or if it's in our store, we'll get it. And we'll share the revenue and give it to the Dream Big Project.
Okay. Yeah.
And by the way, this race is going to be one of the biggest race kit or merch events that we have. Country Mall is giving away worth 500 pesos of merch or grocery items, plus medals, jerseys, and some loot. So I encourage everyone to join.
Okay, so this is a virtual cycling event, right, Marvin?
Yes.
So when people register, they have, what is it? The first entry is, what is it, 10 kilometer cycling?
100 kilometers cycling. There's 300 kilometers. And there's also fun ride for starters, 30 kilometers cycling. We also accept a PWD category, 50 kilometers. So it's for everyone.
This is not like, say, the 100 kilometers, right? You don't have to do on one day. You cycle over a period of time, right? What is the time period that you need to start and finish?
Between October 23rd and November 23rd. They can accumulate, they can use Strava. And if they want to ask, because there's a lot of mechanics in this race, and if they want to learn more, we can contact Active Hub or Gisano Country Mall about it, and they can explain more, because there's a lot of elite riders and they have more experience and they want to compare the actual race to virtual race. They want to know what's the difference. But don't worry, we have a person in charge of that. They can contact Active Hub. They can answer your queries.
See, everything has come full circle. I mean, you have Zana here who really wants to help out BSA Solutions Incorporated. We also want to help out in making sure that this project comes to fruition with your efforts and the Gaisano Country Mall, the Dream Big project. This should be even a bigger project come 2022. Sir Marvin, thank you so much for spending your precious time with us. I know you have a lot of businesses. I guess this is the time we'll give you the floor to talk about all your businesses, all your projects, your upcoming projects, or if you want to invite them. I know you make custom items. You know, it's the season. I mean, December is coming. So I know you're going to be big on the corporate giveaways and everything. The floor is yours.
All right, I'm inviting everyone out to check our website. It's smarties.store. So Smarties Apparel is an online retail store. We make custom apparels and ready-made apparel. So if you're looking for custom apparel, feel free to call this number 0915-604-0968 or our landline number, area code 032-410-3595. You can also email us at hello@smarttshirt.com. That's hello@smarttshirt.com.
Let me just sneak in real quick.
Yeah.
BSA's jackets were made by Smarties. So there. Yeah.
And we
Smarties.
Love the quality. Yes.
One more thing. I'm inviting everyone, because registration is still ongoing for the Dream Big Project Foundation. I'm inviting everyone to check Country Mall Facebook page. You can see all the registration package from fun ride to the elite category. Please join, and I'm pretty sure you will like the race kits, and it can also help the kids.
Yes, let's be healthy and help the kids at the same time.
So there you have it, Sir Marvin Consuan of Smarties, Philiprint, whichever other businesses, whichever other hats he wears. Thank you for giving us your time. Now, this has been Nico and Zana for Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. This podcast is brought to you by your friends from BSA Solutions Incorporated. Till the next one, cheers.
This has been Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, where we help millennials get started in their journey to contented life by building the networks of life and at the same time, benefiting the people around them.